We have another guest on the phone with us.
Yeah, we've got Deja on the phone. Hi, Deja.
Hello.
We want to talk to you about your son, Sage.
The second day he was born, his heart kind of just shut down.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on.
It was about the seventh day that we found out that he would need to come to Iowa City to have the heart transplant. It was awful. I mean, it was very hard for us. And they kind of take all your hope away. And when we got up here to Iowa City, they gave us hope, you know, that something would come through for him.
Wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
When they called you and said, hey, we have a donor, what was that like?
I was in shock, but I just thought, okay, we got a heart, but I won't be happy until it's here at the hospital. They told us 9 o'clock Sunday morning, and he went in at 10:30 that night, and then Monday morning at 10:30, he was out of surgery, and we got to see him then.
A week ago Sunday is when this all started happening for you, correct?
Yes.
That's it's so quick.
Very quick.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime and never let go till
I was just really worried that, you know, something, because there's always possibilities that things could go wrong. Everything went great. We're just proud of him. He's been a fighter through everything.
How did it feel knowing that your little boy was going to live after this transplant, but in order for him to live, another baby had to die?
Not only were we happy for our son, but we mourned for the other baby.
Go on. Once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on.
What would you say to the donor family if you could?
I'd just like to thank them and let them know that, you know, we're definitely thinking about them through everything. Doing good. He's just hanging out here at the hospital. Just kind of a little poofy right now.
Sage has a new heart, and things are looking good, though.
Yes.
That's great.
What would you say to the people out there listening right now?
Just not to give up hope. Iowa City, it's a great hospital. Doctors are great here.